Today is Friday, April 7th, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So, I just thought of something. So, first of all, you know, just to pull the curtain back a little bit, I'm recording this on Thursday because I have a haircut on Friday, so I just want to let everyone know. I don't want to lie to anyone, but I was thinking back. Well, before I do that, I just need to start how I've been starting. So today is National Beer Day. It is also National Coffee Cake Day. It's also Good Friday if you celebrate that. So there you go. So what I was going to say is, yesterday, which is Thursday, I was doing my workout. So I've been getting up in the mornings, like I've been telling you guys, and I get up, I force myself out of bed because I don't like to. The only thing, I love working out in the morning because I love finishing recording, going downstairs, finishing work, finishing recording, going downstairs and having nothing else to do. I love that. It works out perfectly. But what I hate is getting up early. And when I start having to go back in the office, it is going to be a nightmare because then I'm going to have to get up earlier. But regardless, so I got up this morning and or Thursday morning, let's say. And Sydney, the dog, was staring at me, telling me, hey, it's time to get up, because Mark had already gotten up and he was taking his shower and stuff and getting ready to go to work because he is going to the office 3 days a week now. And I was like, okay, I'm getting up. So I got up, I go in there, I put on my workout clothes, yada, yada, yada. I've been using the Peloton because the stupid Nordic Track people never contacted me back for this. I've got to contact them again, but now I've got to get the willpower to contact them again. It takes me some time. I have to work up to it. So the elliptical is still sitting there broken, basically. And I get on, and I've been doing these rides where you see scenery, and I've been doing this Scotland one. The guy's kind of cute who is doing it. He's riding along with you. And also, I've now gotten it down to where I know, because you have to set the tension at different spots, you know, higher tension, lower tension, increase your speed. I've kind of gotten used to it now. So I'll need to switch soon because I don't want to get too comfortable with anything. But anyway, I've been doing this. So I pee and everything, and I get the shoes on because they're special shoes you have to wear. I clip in, I get started. It's a 20-minute bike ride mainly because I can't make myself get up any earlier than what I'm getting up. But eventually, like I said, I'm going to increase the amount of time as well. So about 9 minutes into this 20-minute ride, I start needing to poo. And I'm riding a bike, like I'm on the seat, you know, I'm riding a bike. And every pedal, I'm just feeling this, you know, this, it's poking out basically. I mean, not really. It's not really. But I mean, that is the feeling that I'm getting. Like, you know, I'm like clenching my butt cheeks. I've got to go so bad. And I find, so then 10 minutes goes by and I'm thinking, oh my God, I've got to go. And so I'm trying to find a pause button for this workout. There is no pause button. There is no, I could not find it. There was no, now why would they not put a pause button? What if you need, you know, you need to stop and go take a little, you know, bathroom break and come back? I don't want to start over. So anyway, there was no pause button. I couldn't find a pause. There was no way of pausing this thing. And I thought, well, maybe when I stop pedaling, it will just pause automatically because my elliptical, and I've been loving this bike. I mean, I should have just bought myself a Peloton as well. And Mark and I could just both, because the elliptical is a piece of crap. And the Peloton is really high quality. It's really good. I mean, they're very expensive, so they should be high quality. But there is no way to pause this thing. I stop pedaling. It does not stop. It keeps going. He keeps talking. It keeps like nothing. But I've got to go. I couldn't take off my shoes. And there are these clips on the bottom that are very hard. So I'm trying not to scratch the floor. But I'm trying to walk to the bathroom. I make it to the bathroom. I get in there just in time. I won't go into any more detail, but I got there just in time. And I did my business and I went back and there was only 4 minutes left on the workout when I got back in there, but I'm not going to start it over. I had work that I had to do. I had a meeting at 9 o'clock that I needed to prepare for. So I needed 8 to 9 to prepare my slides for the meeting and stuff. Cause I was meeting with like a VP or what, not a VP, like a senior director, I guess, right under a VP. So I wanted to make sure that I was prepared. So anyway, I just got, I don't know, 13 or 14 minutes of a 20-minute workout today, but it is what it is. It's, you know, that's all I could do. So we were talking, yesterday we were talking about what I did Wednesday night. I think I pretty much covered everything. We did get a new member to the Pride 48 website, and probably, I don't know that they're going to be a big community member, we'll see, but it's called Fruits, F-R-O-O-T-S. And they were recommended by Joey of Older Gay Guy Podcast, I believe. And so, yeah, so they've been added to the Pride 48 website, and I emailed them back and I said, oh, you've been added, because I have to approve just so we don't get bots like spam adding crap, you know. I have to approve each one. So I also finally called the credit card company and ordered a new credit card for that credit card charge that I didn't recognize. And it is supposed to be coming in probably tomorrow. She said 24 to 48 hours, although they did charge me. They charged me $15 to do the expedited delivery, which it's like, okay, fine. I've got to go in, because that is the main card that I use. That is the, because I get frequent flyer miles for American Airlines, and my other credit card, I get frequent flyer miles for Delta, sorry, but I never fly Delta. And they're to try to get a flight with Delta frequent flyer miles, they are so expensive. They charge so many miles for flights. And I just don't like Delta. I don't know why. I don't have a good reason. United sucks because of the way they've treated Mark, and I hate using United, but Delta, and I know a lot of people don't like American, but I've had really good luck with American. I've never had a problem with American that I can remember, other than they crashed me. That is so funny. I've never had a problem with American, except they crashed my plane. That's a pretty big problem. That's funny. I've still stayed loyal to American Airlines, even though they crashed me. That is ridiculous. But anyway, they're still my favorite airline. That's what I'm going to say. So yeah, I know I told you guys yesterday that I was going to celebrate the Carbonara, National Carbonara Day or whatever, and cook Carbonara and have pork. I did not do that. I went with corn on the cob and roasted potatoes because that was already what was in my mind. And I just didn't feel like, I don't know, carbonara, if you don't do it right, you end up scrambling the eggs and then the texture's weird. I want to do that on a weekend when I'm in a better frame of mind to cook that. It shouldn't be hard, but I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. Yeah. So anyway, what am I going to do this weekend? So like I said, Friday I have a haircut. So the day that you're listening to this, I'm probably driving back from a haircut because I released this show around 5:30 in the afternoon or 6, something like that. And I will be in my car driving back from the thing. Now, last time I was not using GPS and I stopped to get food and then I went the wrong way on the highway because I'm a dummy. And I went an hour before I realized I was going the wrong way. I was like 2 hours late for Mix Minus. So Daniel made me promise that I would use the GPS tomorrow. So we do have a Mix Minus on Friday night. So if you guys are listening to this before that, you can go over to pride48.com around 10 p.m. Eastern, and we will be doing that. All right. I'm going to go. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys on Monday. Have a good weekend, everyone. Bye.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.